Hey guys, it is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops, and we're going to go over the transaction trends happening right now, Tuesday, December 29th, 2020. Before transaction trends is a really great way for you to identify movement on the waiver wire. And if there's movement on the waiver wire, it's usually for a reason. You either have a player who's out producing expectations, or you have a player that their starter in front of them just got injured, so all of a sudden there's opportunity for them. If you want to figure out the secret way to identify who to target on the waiver wire, I think this is one of the best ways. If this were a comparison to the stock market, this is like seeing volume happening with a low volume stock. If all of a sudden you see a lot of movement and a lot of buying happening with a stock that's normally not purchased, there may be some news and it may be worthy of you paying attention to it. Same exact concept here. If you have not yet, please do me a favor. Go ahead, subscribe, like, turn that thumb blue, thumbs up for me. Leave a comment, leave your questions below. I've been traveling, so it's been a bit difficult to get to all of the questions I've been getting. But it's a lot easier to get an answer from me in my Facebook group, Brock Lesnar Fantasy Basketball. You can find that on Facebook. It's one of the fastest growing fantasy basketball groups on Facebook and possibly the internet. Community full of great, bright minds just like yourself. And if you're not in it, we've been waiting for you. All right, so we're about to kick the intro in so that we can get this video started. All right, so here are the transaction trends, and what I'll be doing is, my plan is to do transaction trends videos Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays, and then to continue to do my daily recap of the day's actions. And at some point during the week, my plan is to do at least one live stream so I can answer your questions in real time. This is all still forming together. I'm trying to create the best package of content that can really help you throughout the entire season. Content that you find engaging and that you continue to interact with. That's very important to me. And again, the best way of showing me that is by liking, subscribing, sharing this video. The more reach it gets, the more I can continue to bring you this content and to continue to invest time, energy into bringing you really the best information that I can bring you regarding helping your fantasy basketball team dominate the competition. That's what it's all about. Kyle Anderson, we've discussed him a whole lot. I've been telling you he's a sleeper for a good amount of time now. And what did he do? Why is he continuing to fly off waiver wires? He had 4 3-pointers, had 28 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists. Really great production from him. It's no steals and blocks, but that's something I expect to see him contributing as well. Now that Ja Morant unfortunately looks like he may be dealing with an ankle injury that could keep him out sometime, he's going to go up in usage. He's going to have more production. He's going to have more opportunities. And if we're lucky, he may get point guard eligibility because a lot of those point guard touches are going to go to him. So slow mo, if he's on your waiver wire, he definitely should not be. And you should definitely, definitely be picking him up. Lugens Dort had a very strong game, made almost 82% of his shots, had 26 points, made 5 3-pointers, and he was available on a lot of waiver wires. He may not be available on as many of them. Once it gets out, the sort of game that he had, he's had 35 minutes followed by 32 minutes. I picked him up in my Brock Lesnar Hoops Cash League, my 16-team league. I was able to pick him up. Definitely don't regret doing that. He's probably worthy of a flyer even in 12-team leagues if he's available, so give him a look. George Hill is somebody else that we discussed recently, and he continues to get minutes. He got even more minutes in this one, had 25 minutes in this game, had 14 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 2 steals. So not mind-blowing numbers by any means. But if you're in need of a point guard who's getting minutes, I'm thinking he's more of a 4th point guard quality player. But still, if you are in need of point guard depth, in the past, George Hill has been a very usable fantasy player because he can help you with your percentages. He can help you with some assists, get you some steals. He keeps his turnovers low. So really good option, especially if he's getting playing time. Mason Plumlee continues to have an incredibly strong season. So far, according to Yahoo, he's the 15th ranked player. That's his steals that he's getting you, and he's getting you a lot of assists from the big man position. He got 34 minutes in this one, and if you have not picked him up, now is the time. But yeah, I picked Mason Plumlee up in a few of the leagues I'm in. He wasn't available in that many. Wish I would have picked him up earlier had I known he had this level of opportunity ahead of him on this Detroit Pistons team, which he definitely does. Enes Kanter had a double-double, had 12 points, 14 rebounds. He had 22 minutes. And if you're in need of a big man who can help your percentages and also get you points and rebounds, not going to get you steals and blocks, but he can definitely help your percentages, points and rebounds. Enes Kanter, someone you want to consider, especially since he's likely available on a lot of your waiver wires. He could be a sneaky pickup if you're in need of a big man because you didn't draft enough of them to start the season. Dylan Brooks is somebody I've hyped up a good amount and have drafted on a good amount of my teams, including my Money League 16-team league. I drafted him really late, and so far, no regrets there. He's been getting me steals. He's been hitting some three-pointers for me. He's been scoring. According to Yahoo, he's ranked at 45, so considering I grabbed him around the 160 range, when you hit on those sleepers and your sleepers are performing to this level, it makes your team really hard to beat, and that's just a fact. A lot of people are moving on from Daniel House Jr. As you can see here, he missed the majority of his shots, only had 3 points. The 6 assists is nice. He had 0 turnovers, no steals and blocks. But to me, the 6 assists just shows what a versatile player he is. He has not been performing anywhere close to how hyped I was for him. He has not performed to that level, but the minutes are still there. And I think he's going to have a role on this team. He's had a rough start to the year, and they may be worthy of dropping him. I know I've dropped him in a few different leagues, but I have a constant eye on him because at any moment he's going to have a strong performance and people are going to pick him up off the waiver wire. So if you do have to drop him, at least keep him on the watch list and still keep observing what he does, because you may miss an opportunity to have a really useful player on your team for the long term, especially if James Harden gets traded away. That's going to open up a lot of minutes, and I can't help but think he's going to be a huge beneficiary of that. Josh Jackson continues to have a strong season. He had 27 points, had a steal and a block, hit 3 three-pointers, shot almost 58%. And though his team lost, he had a very strong game. And Delon Wright had a pretty strong game in his own regard. So if Josh Jackson is on your waiver wire for whatever reason, it may be too late now. But if he happens to be there, he's somebody you want to pick up for his opportunity to help you, hopefully with steals, three-pointers, get you some scoring. The percentages aren't great, but he's helping you in enough different areas that he's worthy of a flyer, most definitely. Andre Hunter's a player I picked up in the Brock Lesnar Hoops original league, my free league, and he had 3 three-pointers, 11 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists. Not great production by any means, but he got 32 minutes. That's what I like to see, and just the upside is there. If he's getting minutes, he's going to hit some 3-pointers for me. He's going to occasionally get me some steals and blocks, and that's what I expect from him. I picked him up off the waiver wire just about a week ago, so anything he can produce for me above this is going to be incredibly nice. I like his long-term potential. Again, I like that he's still getting significant minutes on this team that added a lot of veterans. It shows their commitment to him, and it shows that his role is pretty secure. So he's someone that I'm okay picking up and stomaching some bad games, because I think he's going to have a lot of good games as well. Harry Trent Jr. is a guy who can get hot in a hurry. He had 7 three-pointers, 28 points, 3 rebounds, 1 assist. Isn't going to get you much of anything else outside of three-pointing and scoring, which he did here. If he's available in a really deep league and you need 3-pointers made and you need some scoring, Gary Trent Jr. is definitely a target for you. I don't think he's going to be a great 12-team asset. I could be wrong on that, but with Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum, Robert Covington, Joseph Nurkic all needing touches, it's just hard for me to tell you that a role player is worthy of being on your 12-team league when he doesn't get you a lot of steals and blocks. He could be. I probably won't have him on any 12-team leagues, though. We're seeing some movement
with Tyus Jones because of the injury to Ja Morant. And in the past, he's a guy that helps you with assist, gets a lot of steals, isn't going to score a whole lot, but he tends to keep turnovers really low. So when he's getting minutes, he's a really helpful player. You can see here he got 35 minutes and he's probably going to get consistent minutes however long Ja Morant is out. Hopefully Ja Morant is not out for a while. I have him on a couple of my teams and that would be devastating. Already missing Karl Anthony Towns on some of my teams as well. And this is the unfortunate side of fantasy basketball, is the injuries. But this is also why it's important to do research and be diligent with the waiver wire, because you can make up a lot of lost production by picking up the backups to your injured players. So just something to keep in mind. Who else can we discuss? Cameron Johnson, flying off waiver wires. We discussed him on the Nightly Notables box score analysis we did yesterday. Had 3 3-pointers, 21 points, and just outplayed Jay Crowder. And I expect him to get more minutes and Jay Crowder to get less minutes. I don't think Jay Crowder's a long-term piece in the way Cameron Johnson is. So I see Cameron Johnson getting more opportunity. So now may be the time to start picking him up off the waiver wire to see how he continues to do. Robert Williams is somebody else that we discussed, the 4 steals and 2 blocks. Picked him up in my 20-team league. Excited to see what he's able to do long-term and hopefully can secure a role in that 20-25-minute range. All right, so Joe Ingles, somebody else that we've been discussing on this channel. He had 20 minutes, 3 assists, had a steal, 3 turnovers. Some low-end value there. Not going to say that's not valuable and he can do better. But if there were a free agent I really wanted and Joe Ingles was my only drop, I would not feel too bad about dropping Joe Ingles. Though, again, if you do decide to keep him, he will probably help you in assist. He's going to occasionally get you some steals, though you can see he's hurting you in turnovers. And his field goal percentage hasn't been the best, and his free throw percentage isn't the best as well. So just something to keep in mind. Darius Bazley had 33 minutes in this game as well. The field goal percentage and the free throw percentage not helping you there, and I think those are two areas in which he's going to hurt you for the majority of the season. But you love to see the rebounding and the fact that he's getting 3-pointers and he's getting blocks. 3 turnovers is a lot considering he only had 0 assists, but still he should help you if you manage to get him on your team. Brandon Clark had the sort of performance that I've been wanting to see from him. He had 16 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, shot almost 55%, played 29 minutes. And if Ja Morant is to miss any amount of time, Brandon Clark is probably going to go up in that pecking order. I dropped him in the 10-team league I'm in. I may have to go back and pick him back up. I may have gotten impatient, and that's why I kind of tell you, you got to stick by those rules. If you draft a guy, just give it a few games, because if you drop him, you may not be able to get him back. You have to keep that in mind. Spencer Dinwiddie unfortunately tore part of his ACL and will miss the rest of the season. And clear drop, probably not going to play at all at any point in the regular season. So he's a drop candidate 100%. And the immediate pickups that come to mind to me are Landry Shamet is going to be a pretty good pickup, especially in deeper formats. I picked him up in a 20-team league, and he did get minutes. Kyrie Irving sat as well, which left more minutes for him to play, which I think gives him value for the entire season, especially Spencer Dinwiddie, just with the logjam there. That clears up the logjam a bit. Hope him a speedy recovery and that he comes back soon. We discussed Delon Wright, who came off the bench, played 22 minutes, had 18 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists with 2 blocks. So he played off the bench this game after starting the previous game. Derrick Rose got some rest in this one. So it seems like the rotation is still in flux. So I would hold on, just showing right there the sort of potential he has when he's getting minutes. He had 19 points, then 18 points, shot almost 56%. And a performance like that is going to earn him playing time. So hopefully he gets the starting job and faces a Golden State Warriors team that has been struggling. So this is an opportunity for him to show out. If he's able to show out against Steph Curry, that could go a long way in helping him secure a role. And if he secures a role, I definitely want him on my team. And if later on he ends up losing the position battle to Josh Jackson, I still think he provides some low-end value as long as he's getting 25 minutes. So even if he's coming off the bench, I'm really looking for him to get 22 to 25 minutes at the very least. If he's getting less than that, then I think I turn that into a streaming spot. Rajon Rondo came back, had his first game with the Hawks. He played 15 minutes, had 12 points, 8 assists, made 2 3-pointers. Really nice stat line there. If you're in need of assist in a really deep format, Rajon Rondo is at play. He's probably on your waiver wire right now. I wouldn't expect him to get much more than 15 to 20 minutes. But in limited minutes, he's probably going to get a lot of assists. He's going to help that team win some games, and they're off to a great start. I've been a huge Trae Young fan ever since his rookie season. I was a bit of a hater myself, as I told you in the past, and he's done so much better that he turned me into a fan. Now that his team is winning, I hope he gets some recognition, because he got a lot of undue hate because of being traded for Luka Doncic, who's a certified superstar. But Trae Young is a certified superstar as well, and he's out here trying to prove that, and Rajon Rondo is going to help him achieve that goal. PJ Tucker is a guy that got 27 minutes, can help you with your threes. He got 3 of them, had 2 steals, and that alone gives him some value. So if he can get you some 3-pointers and some steals, and with him being power forward center eligible, he's definitely worthy of a pickup if you're in need of a big man. I haven't picked him up on many of my teams, but I would definitely look over my rosters and see if there's a need. And if there's a need and he's on the waiver wire, he's somebody I'm going to consider. Will Barton got 23 minutes, didn't do a whole lot, but still he did better the first 2 games, and 23 minutes is enough for him to get some nice production. So if you have Will Barton, I would hold on. I would not move on from him just yet. Kevin Werder had only 25% of his shots made. Not the best game from him, but he continues to get steals. And you can see with the previous 2 games, he can get you a sprinkle of assists, and he can score. So he's consistently getting 27 minutes per game. So if he's consistently getting minutes, that makes me a lot likelier to want him on my team. I do think I have him on a team or two. He's likely available in at least half of these teams. I wish it showed me here. I don't have it in front of me. I can tell you later, but I can't imagine he's in more than 50% of leagues. So if he's not on your team and he's on the waiver wire, you may want to consider picking him up. All right, so now that we're done with the transaction trends, I wanted to go over some of my teams, some of my players' performances, what stood out to me, what I enjoyed. Bojan Bogdanović showing right here why I love having him on, my team. Had 5 3-pointers, had 23 points, got me 2 steals, made 8 of his 17 shots. I think I got him around 92 when I was drafting, and this is why I really love having him on my team. He's a beast. He goes hard. He plays with a superstar's mentality, even though he's more of a like a borderline all-star. He's not a superstar. He plays with that superstar mentality, and it really leads to some nice fantasy production for my team, especially being able to draft him so close to 100. Joe Harris, somebody I drafted a lot, and I told you he wasn't performing where I wanted to see. Today was much better type of performance. Had 2 3-pointers, 14 points, 8 rebounds, 3 assists, a steal. That's more in line with the production I want to see. But you have to keep in mind, Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving did not play. They rested. So when they're playing, is he going to produce this way? I still need to see that happen. I'm probably more hesitant to drop him than I was yesterday. So if you have him still, hold on and see how he does with Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant playing. But with Spencer Dinwiddie's injury, the opportunity is there. Dylan Brooks had 24 points, 3 steals, a lot of turnovers for sure. Hopefully he gets those turnovers down, but really nice production from him. Really helping me so far. And I drafted him pretty late. Let's see if I can show you where I drafted him. Draft results, specifically to my team. Brock Lesnar, and we drafted him at 176. So a player I drafted at 176, helping me out a whole lot. Bojan Bogdanović, I actually grabbed him at 81. Brook Lopez grabbed him at 80. Brooke Lopez has definitely not been performing at an 80, though. So what other teams can we look at? We could look at my Wakanda Panthers, where I just made a trade right here. And I don't know if I'm going to regret this trade. I think I may end up regretting this trade. But on this team, I added George Hill. You could see really nice performance from George Hill right there, helping me out. Donovan Mitchell, the percentage is not where I need them to be. I expect that to improve. I would not panic with Donovan Mitchell just yet. The season just started. You got to let these guys get in midseason form. Give it a month when it's a guy like Donovan Mitchell. Do not trade him low. Do not give a, remember what kind of player he's proven to be. I think he's going to continue being that sort of player. You just got to let him warm up. Kyle Anderson. Kyle Anderson is a guy that's flying off the waiver wire and has been. We've discussed him already, but I'm really happy to have him on my team. Dylan Brooks, have him here again. Dylan Wright, who we discussed. And this man right here. Man, do I regret any league in which I drafted Karl Anthony Towns instead of Nikola Jokic. It just makes me highly upset. Very upset that I did not pick him. And there was moments of just me being hesitating and not knowing which one to pick. But Karl Anthony Towns just has that allure. But man, this man has just been playing his mind off. He's averaging 24 points, 12 rebounds, 12 assists, 1.2 steals, more than half a block. Look at the percentages, 53%, 82% free throw. Just an amazing player. Just I just can't say enough. He's one of my favorite players, and this is why. He's the ultimate unicorn by far. Amazing, amazing performance by that man right there. Going to be a lot. It's going to require a whole lot to pry him from my hands. And that trade, let me show you that trade. So I traded Domantas Sabonis for Lonzo Ball and Hassan Whiteside. Now, the big question mark with this trade is Hassan Whiteside. So he was his keeper. Hassan Whiteside has been struggling to get minutes, only had 10 minutes. Not a great performance, but just the allure of being able to get Lonzo Ball, and really the only thing standing in the way of Hassan Whiteside getting consistent minutes is just Marvin Bagley's health, and his health has not been there at all. So not that I'm wishing any ill at all, that's not my intention, but just going off of history, I just want to have Hassan Whiteside, because Hassan Whiteside always finds a way to get minutes. And when he gets 25 minutes, he produces a ton. He produces a lot of double-doubles, and he gets me a lot of blocks, which were two categories that I'm going to get from Hassan Whiteside that I'm not going to get the blocks. I'm not going to get those blocks from Sabonis, even though Sabonis is a beast. And with Lonzo Ball, he's going to help me with my assist and also going to help me with steals and blocks. Just two categories I wanted to be really competitive in. And I also am thinking of offering Hassan Whiteside up in a trade, and I think I could probably work something out and get a player that, in my opinion, is comparable to Domantas Sabonis. So if I can pull that trade off, I will let you know about it. Let me show you one last team, and then we're going to cut this video. All right, so this is my team in the Undervalued, from the Undervalued Facebook group. I built it around Trae Young. I think I had the 11th pick. And so far, Trae Young has not made me regret picking him up. Yahoo has him ranked as the 7th best player so far. So he's bringing me a lot of value. Kyle Anderson, you can see I have him on another one of my teams. George Hill picked him up off the waiver wire as well. So you've seen these guys live in action for me. Dylan Wright, somebody else I've been talking to you a lot about. You can see him there on my team. Christian Wood. What more can you say? Just helps you in so many different areas. A big that's getting you 4 3-pointers, also getting you 2 blocks, and he can score. He's going to give you some, I want to say like maybe 80% Anthony Davis type production. So you're not going to get the full Anthony Davis experience, but for a guy that you could have grabbed at 40, 50, sometimes even the 60 range, hard to be upset at that level of production. All right, y'all. Thank you for watching. Until next time. Please like, subscribe, and share. This is Brock Lesnar of Brock Lesnar Hoops. Take care.